That is today's news from Rail Technology Magazine in association with Tram City Rail on Wednesday, the 13th of March, 2024. Alstom has announced that it's been awarded a contract to supply the signalling, safety and control systems for the metro in Porto, Portugal. Covering the Metro de Porto's Pink Line, Alstom will be responsible for the development and delivery of the city's 250 signalling system on the city's new line. This system includes state-of-the-art interlocking to enable real-time vehicle monitoring and will be developed at Alstom's Mala site in Porto itself. Access to the centre of the city will be supported by the first section of the Pink Line, which is 3 kilometres in length and is served by 4 underground stations. Once it's brought into use, the line is expected to see demand increasing by more than 30 million passengers over the course of the first full year, as it significantly reduces the use of private vehicles. The benefit of this is around 1,500 tons of carbon emissions being saved, as well as the removal of congestion on the roads. Network Rail has announced a number of planned upgrades will take place in Kent, Surrey and South London over the Easter weekend as part of a wider £89 million programme of investment across the country, which will see many improvements to track and signalling. Lucy McAuliffe, Network Rail's Sussex Route Director, said, "We're grateful to our passengers for their patience while we carry out essential work over the Easter period. We carry out a large amount of our work during Easter as passenger numbers are lower, so we disrupt fewer journeys." And the Office for Rail and Road recently wrote to 7 third-party ticketing retailers in a bid to improve the transparency of pricing. The regulator outlined issues with drip pricing, which is when customers are shown an initial price for something, only to see a higher price later on in the purchasing process. Constructive and positive talks have led to positive responses from retailers. All 7 have either already introduced a system that displays the booking fee in the upfront price or intend to do so this year. And that's the latest. Don't forget to like and subscribe to make sure you receive every new bulletin and check out our stories in full on our website, railtechnologymagazine.com.